News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force has launched its Get the Guns campaign aimed at reducing gun violence in the country. The initiative was announced by Police Commissioner Dr. Kyle Williams at a press conference at the JCF headquarters on Thursday. He says the implementation of the campaign will take a multifaceted approach to include the use of greater police intelligence resources, increase of island-wide searches and seizure operations, and the reduction of the free movement of illegal guns through heightened police presence on road networks, among other activities. Outlining the impact of gun violence, which has significantly affected the country over the last 10 years, the commissioner revealed that firearms were responsible for more than 10,300 murders.
That is approximately 75% of the 13,780 plus murders recorded in Jamaica over the period. During the same period, an additional 9,000 Jamaicans were shot and injured, resulting in a heavy burden on our health services.
The police commissioner is urging Jamaicans to take a stand against illegal guns in their communities and report what they know to the ultra-confidential Crime Stop at 311. Approximately $9 billion has been spent to provide job opportunities for close to 60,000 persons under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, since its implementation in 2012. Project Director for JEEP, Carolyn Gardner, says jobs are undertaken on various initiatives across the island. She adds that members of the team and the various implementing agencies will continue to ensure high-quality outcomes are delivered on the projects undertaken.
So when we go out and we are doing our road repairs, we are doing it well, so that our communities and our people can benefit. So we are truly happy about that we have buy-in from all of our stakeholders, and we are really rolling ahead with that.
Mrs. Gardner was speaking in an interview with GIS News. JEEP was officially launched by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on March 22, 2012. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed amendments to the Civil Aviation Act to increase from 9 to 12 the number of persons who can serve on the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority JCAA board. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the JCAA board recommended an increase in its membership to more effectively and efficiently manage its workload.
This has come about both with the growth of the industry in Jamaica, as well as in terms of the increase in the demands of the global civil aviation community and the requirements of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO.
The JCAA is a statutory organization within the Ministry of Transport and Works, responsible for regulating the country's aviation sector. Meanwhile, two new state-of-the-art air traffic control towers are to be commissioned into service at the island's two major international airports within the next 3 months. The towers were constructed at a cost of $2.6 billion. Director General of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, Nari Williams-Singh, says the towers will greatly enhance the reliability and efficiency of the island's air navigation system. He says the new and old towers at Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston have been operating simultaneously since August to facilitate a smooth transition of air traffic control services once the new facility goes into full operation.
As long as we have that full participation of all our team, ATC, support staff, and management, we should be able to conclude the parallel operations within about 2 months. And then we can transition to the new tower. The plan also is that Sangster International Airport should be about 4 to 6 weeks behind the commissioning of Norman Manley.
Mr. William Singh was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Those were some of the stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.